Paper 1. Part 1. Access to information from written texts. 70 points. Read the article below and then answer questions 1 to 7. What's in a hug?
Hugging, which is a sign of affection, is a non-verbal interaction used when greeting others. It has been scientifically proven that receiving and giving hugs releases oxytocin, a hormone related to positive emotions. It comes as no surprise then that this hormone is also referred to as the love, cuddle, or bonding hormone in popular culture. Understanding the beneficial aspects of sharing a hug has led to several creative ideas, such as the free hugs movement. In 2004, one man, returning home to Australia after a stay in London, found himself all alone at Sydney Airport, with no one there to greet him. Man, who was going through a difficult period at the time due to personal problems, looked at the other passengers being hugged by family members or friends and felt abandoned. After this experience, Man tried to think of ways to help others feel less lonely. He decided to stand in the busy streets of Sydney with a free hugs sign and waited for someone to accept his hug. After 15 minutes of being ignored, he was finally approached by a lady whose dog had died that day. This was the first of many hugs to come. Since then, the free hugs movement has had followers all over the globe. Another creative idea is the tranquility chair. Among those who suffer the most from the feeling of loneliness are the elderly, who are confined to their homes. In order to make them feel better, Unicare, a Japanese company, has recently come up with the idea of designing a rocking chair with a soft, larger-than-life doll attached to the back of the chair. This doll has long arms, which enable it to hug the person sitting in the chair. The combination of rocking while being hugged makes people feel less lonely, just like man intended. Professor Faye Allard, a professor of sociology, relates the appeal of a hug to an increase in our feeling of loneliness due to the fact that much of our personal contact comes from electronic interaction. In contrast to the past, even family members today very often communicate by using electronic devices, which makes physical contact less common. So, be it a hug by total strangers or by an artificial doll, a hug is a great gift, one size fits all, and it's easy to exchange.
Answer questions 1 to 7. 70 points. 1. What are we told in lines 1 to 5? Put a tick by the two correct answers. 1. Why hugging comes as a surprise. 2. How hugging has been scientifically proven. 3. When hugging becomes a sign of affection. 4. Which study proved the importance of affection? 5. Why oxytocin is also called the love hormone. 6. How hugging affects the body. 2. Which experience is the writer referring to when he says, after this experience? Line 11. Answer. 3. What do we learn about the free hugs movement from lines 6 to 16? 1. Many people have joined it. 2. It's hard to follow. 3. It has been ignored by many. 4. It takes people 15 minutes to join. 4. Complete the sentence. The information in lines 17 to 23 helps explain why Unicare. 5. What are the two features that make Unicare's chair a good solution? Lines 17 to 23. 1. It. 2. It. 6. According to Professor Allard, lines 24 to 28, in the past, 1. There wasn't much physical contact between people. 2. Family members felt more lonely. 3. Electronic communication made people meet less often. 4. Face-to-face communication was much more popular. 7. The title of the article is, What's in a Hug? Copy a fact from the article that answers this question. Answer. Part 2. Access to information from spoken texts. 30 points. Answer questions 1 to 5 according to the broadcast. In questions 1 and 5, circle the number of the correct answer. Otherwise, follow the instructions. 6 points for each correct answer. Having fun with colors. 1. What does David Miller explain at the beginning of the interview? 1. How red, yellow, and blue are created. 2. Why mixing yellow and blue results in green. 3. How secondary colors are created. 4. Why primary colors were given that name. 2. Name one effect colors have on people. Complete the sentence. Colors can... 3. What are we told about life in color parties? Put a tick by the two correct answers. 1. Why participants prefer small bottles of paint? 2. Where they began? 3. How often they are held? 4. What they involve? 5. Why participants forget them? 6. How being covered in paint makes participants indifferent. 4. How are coloring books today different from the ones sold in the past? Complete the sentence. Today, there are coloring books. 5. Why does David Miller mention the internet? 1. It makes people feel childish. 2. It shares the work with the artist. 3. It helps people learn how to color. 4. It makes people feel less sad.